Last time on Wanderlust.
This is an emergency request from our Sheriff Mitchell. The Warrens are... Old Town has seen serious damage...
It seems that the more people keep messing around in the wilds, the increase in frequency we have odd occurrences like a freak hurricane that came from land.
Well, I had a building fall near me, so...
Okay, yeah, you want to tell me what happened?
I think we were both in the business of saving some kids.
Here's the thing, you don't have a home anymore.
Yeah, I got that impression.
And you can't live down here with me. I don't know where we're gonna live, but for right now, I got a friend I'm living with, so...
Oh.
I think Juliet would go join the people who are, like, trying to salvage the garden area.
Well, I am very glad that I hired you. But as you go through, you notice a much higher quantity of, like, pretty large and pretty hungry looking, like, sort of imagine a mix between like a grasshopper and a praying mantis. That's kind of what's weird. I think they blew in with the storm. And then you see a younger woman next to her. If you want to know my name, if you can't figure it out yourself, fine. I'm offended that you don't already know it, but if you can climb up and assemble 4 of the 10 of these pieces, I'll tell you my name. How about that?
Okay.
I'm Willow. It's very nice to meet you. I can't believe you haven't heard me before, as I'm the one that always does the announcements. I'm pioneering this new idea. What you do is you get someone interesting, let's say, right? And then you have someone who's good at talking to interview that person, and then we broadcast it out for everyone to hear. That way, everyone knows what's going on, and I think this is a story that everyone needs to hear.
Are you saying you think I'm interesting?
You walk up to your shop, and you can see it's pretty extensive. Like, you almost feel your heart drop, like, ah, shoot, like, I just opened this shop. And then something from the middle of the room just, like, stands up, and you're just staring at 2 big, glowing, greenish eyes. You take 1 step backwards, right? You just hear it rush, and you, like, almost lose track of where it is, and then something hits you in the knees and knocks you back out of the door that you just came out of, and you light up a torch, and as soon as you light the torch, its eyes go from a milky green to orange, and it rushes towards not you, but the fire.
I mean, I guess I gotta take another swing at it with my hammer. Try to get this thing off me.
But you just, like, crack it in the head, and its eyes, like, go out, and it rolls up on its back.
Hey, good looking. How was your first customer?
All right, we're going to pick back up with Fred. Fred, honey had just come up to you and been like, hey, how you doing? What do you do?
So where is this, like, this giant crab, their giant beetle thing is just right here?
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't, like, run off. It just, like, did the curled up dead bug thing.
Right.
Which is weird. It's very big. And it smells, like, it has a very distinct, it smells like a stink bug. I didn't want to say it smells like a stink bug because I didn't want you to know it was a bug while I was describing it, but it smells like a stink bug.
Okay. Oh, hey, honey. What brings you over here?
Oh, are we on a first-name basis? Well, I saw a strapping young man fighting off whatever all of this is, and I figured I would, you know, congratulate the victor, whoever that may be. So, congratulations.
Thanks, I guess.
I'm just imagining her congratulating this bug, like, shaking his hand to be like, hey, how you doing?
She's an opportunist.
Won't take no for an answer.
The bane of my existence, man.
So, Mitchell tells me you guys just got back from the wilds, huh?
Yeah, we went looking for those kids that were missing.
Oh, did you find some missing kids? Look at you, mister. And she, like, slaps you on the shoulder. Mister Hero.
Yeah, we did find the kids, and we brought them back safe and sound. I'm a little shaken up from the ordeal, but they're alive.
Well, okay. Have we, you taken a look in your shop since getting rid of, whatever this thing is?
Well, it was a mess when I first went in there. I can't imagine it's gotten any better now. And I don't know that this thing is actually dead. It might just be sleeping. I don't know if I'd hang around here too long until we can do something with it.
She, like, walks up to it and just slaps it in the head. Like, old lady, you know, purse to the side of the head's this thing.
She has a purse full of rocks.
Yeah, and it just kind of, like, rocks and then goes back to upside down. And she goes, it's dead. I checked. I checked its vitals.
All right, if you say so.
She kind of like digs around in her purse and pulls out a flashlight and hands it to you and goes, we've kind of heard some weird stuff in some other shops. I want to take a look and I'd like an escort.
All right.
So she kind of totters over back to your shop and opens the door, and you're now able to get a much better view of it, you know, like with a flashlight shining around. So you can see that, yeah, the roof did collapse, but as you shine a flashlight around, it's very odd. It seems like structures have been built inside of your shop. So not just is there like mud built up on the walls or on the floor, right, that you walked in. You can see that the whole inside of your house was like turned into a bug hive, right? This thing just immediately set to like making itself like kind of like mud daubers, if you've ever seen like what their nests look like, where they like build themselves these little like mud tunnels.
Right.
Basically did this in your shop, right? Just piled up mud around itself as it like just like smashed this all over the place. And she goes, yep, there were a few of our stores that were like this. Yours was the biggest, though.
So what'd you guys do with the other ones?
I mean, they look kind of a lot like that, actually. Most of us had a lot more trouble, though. The hide, like, one, they can build, so that made it challenging when we came back and there were things building little nests in our, you know, we deal with pests every now and again, but these things were big. They're also pretty tough. Like, you got lucky hitting it in the head. If you hit it in the shell, it does, like, nothing. Those things are, like, made of iron, you know, and I know you're kind of an iron person, but, man, they're tough.
Huh, if their shell's that tough, maybe I could use it for something.
Seems possible, you know. I mean, we're always looking for new kind of cool stuff, right? To entice the, what's it called? The tourists with. I'm not sure giant terrifying bug is always what everyone has in mind, but I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth if you can do something with it.
So do you think there's more of these things we'll have to evict from their new homes?
Yours was the last shop that no one had been in. We were kind of avoiding it, and then you sort of snuck past us. We just weren't paying attention, and then I heard the commotion, and I mean, you took care of it. I'm impressed, but ever since the storm, yeah, the storm blew in, and, you know, we warned people. We heard some things falling from the storm, and it was like meteorites falling, you know, these giant things crashing through the roofs of our buildings, and then we come to find out it's giant beetles that have just crashed from the storm into our house.
I gotta say, that is really bizarre.
Uh-huh. Nuts. Real nuts.
Well, I suppose I better get started cleaning all this up so I can get my shop rebuilt.
You are not wrong, and maybe we can take this to someone that knows about animals and see what they make of it, because all I know is it's a bug, I think. Not 100% sure that's not a spider, but I think it's a bug. I don't know what the difference is.
I think I've got someone in mind that might want to take a look.
Who do you have in mind, by the way, that you want to take a look?
Well, honestly, both Estelle and Juliet.
Okay, cool.
Hurtful.
I couldn't remember if Juliet was limited to just flora or if fauna was also interesting to her.
Fauna is interesting to her. She just doesn't know as much about it.
And honestly, Fred probably wouldn't care to remember the difference.
Yeah, he's just like, science, ladies.
Right, exactly.
There's weird science stuff going on here, all right? Cool. So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to say we cut to dinner. And this is a little bit of an odd dinner for what things usually are. A lot of the, like, fun restaurants to go in the evening are closed. There's clearly still some struggle to, like, know how people are getting food, right? So, like, the grocery store is kind of like, no, we're not, don't come in right now. You know, the Grove, the little market. In which, by the way, the Grove is still up to be named. I re-listened to the episode. We never settled on a name.
I wanted to say the Grove, and it to be ambiguous whether it's like weird things happen in the back.
remind me, is it the Mythical Grove or the Mystical Grove?
We all make mistakes,
Vinny. Neither, it's just the Grove, you know, so that way we can't have this problem. So instead, you can see that in the evening, probably there would be an announcement from Willow now that Autumn and her have managed to fix the tower. So, like, over the PA, you would hear, like,
all right, everyone, I know that you've been working hard. Everyone come to the gardens. We've got a little bit of a meal set up. So please come and try to find some peace and a little bit of snacks while we continue to get things organized.
You know, and then, like, kind of chill dinner music plays out through the PA as you can see the town all makes their way into the gardens where they've just set up a ton of tables, basically, just as like a, you know, we've got some like fruit, you know, like boiled lobsters, basically, you know, just like easy to do in big bulk piles of food. Just, and there's just kind of like people milling around and sitting around. So I'll say that the four of you can kind of reconvene.
So is everyone good, Estelle? Is Matthew okay? And Guffy? Guffy was with us. Sorry.
Guffy's still here. He's fine. Matthew.
Haven't heard from him in like an episode and a half.
Now you've heard from him.
I think he was just kind of following me there for a little bit today. Yeah, Matthew's good. He's a little injured. Looks like he's decided to partner up with Sheriff Mitchell and help people out, but he's a little injured after the storm.
Oh.
So, waiting for him to get better.
Well, I hope it's not anything too serious.
It didn't seem to be. A lot of bruising and nothing broken as far as I could tell. Just needs lots of rest and pain meds.
I also had a real interesting day. I got back to my shop and had to evict a squatting tenant. Let's say.
Oh?
It was, I mean, best I can describe it, it was a beetle. But the thing was 7 foot tall.
Oh.
Yeah, I managed to, I think, kill it. I don't know. I hit it in the head and I think it's out. According to, did I tell you guys about Honey? I met her at the gardens, before we left town. She came over, I guess she saw me fighting the thing. And she said that there's been a lot of them in a lot of the buildings around, but this is the biggest one she'd seen. As far as I know, it's still sitting outside my shop if you guys want to come take a look. I was thinking maybe I could do something with the shell. I don't know. Its thing was like as hard as iron.
What if you reprogram it and we could ride it around?
Well, I think it's dead. I don't think it's a machine.
So is it native to here?
I don't think it's, I mean, I didn't ask, but I can't imagine something that big being native to the town. Honey did say it came, that they fell from the storm.
They fell from the storm.
I guess.
That's so interesting because Dr. What's his name?
Doctor, insert name here.
Oh, you want to know the doctor's name? Dr. Marlin, I believe you were. Yeah, his name is Marlin Quill.
Marlin, Doc Marlin, because it's not Doc Martin, it's Doc Marlin. Yeah, Dr. Marlin was just telling me that these insects, and she points to one that's like sitting on a table nearby, are not native to here and also came in with the storm. So
is it the same look like the same bug?
No, this is more praying mantis-y, right? At first I thought they would be related, and then your descriptions made it seem like they were not.
I'm gonna try to think of the right way to put this. That is an interesting path of inquiry that you can take, but you cannot take sitting at a dinner table on hearsay descriptions. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes. So I guess, well, I suppose it's possible it could be in a different stage of its life cycle.
So wait, I guess, Cody, is there not one of the smaller versions of it around here right now? Did Juliet not have one?
The thing that you saw and the thing that Juliet found are two, At the very least...
They don't look the same.
Okay.
They do not look the same. Yeah, yeah. One, they are incredibly different in size, and two, like, the thing that Juliet found was an adult creature, right? And it was 4 inches long, so it's a different creature. Now, whether or not they're in some way related could be told, and I will say there is an answer to that, but you wouldn't be able to tell just by, like, looking at two pictures, you know?
Right.
Right.
Well, it doesn't look the same as the one I fought. But who knows?
I suppose they could have a symbiotic relationship or a parasitical one, or just have similar migratory patterns. If this is something that, if the storm changed their climate and they needed to move in order to get food, I guess they could. It could be a predator prey relationship. There's so many possibilities.
As soon as we're done here, though, Fred, can you take me over to the one that's outside your shop? I'd love to take a look.
Yeah, for sure. You're welcome to take a look at it.
A field trip. How exciting.
Autumn, do you want to come with them as well?
You know I am.
So something I wanted to ask y'all while we're all together. I don't know what your guys' plans are, but I gotta get the feeling we're kind of the people that go out in the wilds now, right? Like, I know I kind of want to get back out there and see more of what's out there, because it's kind of, even though it was kind of harrowing, it's still kind of fun. Like, I found these cool metal pieces that I can work with. I don't know, it just seems kind of fun to be out there. And I was wondering, if you guys were going to go out there again, would you want me to make you, like, some tools or something? I can make us stuff to make our trips out there easier.
Well, first of all, I think that's a great idea. I certainly have further lines of inquiry that I want to follow up on. And if I'm being candid, I like you all and feel like we made a good team back there.
Aww. Autumn has, like, one of those, like, really big grins, like, Juliet.
Oh, stop. But I think it would be better if we stuck together, seeing as we all know a bit about what's out there.
Well, it also feels like the sheriff won't be doing anything if anyone's in trouble, so I'm forced helping people out.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, I'll admit I'm kind of curious on the storm that came in. Like, what brought it here? And why has it got all these bugs in it? And was it our fault? I don't think it was our fault, but maybe Sheriff Mitchell has something right about that, and I kind of want to find out.
Is he accusing us of bringing the storm?
He seems to think that our disturbance... us just going out into the wilds maybe caused a disturbance that then influenced the storm and subsequent fallout.
All right, well, I think he's being a little paranoid there, but all right.
He is, but still rude to say, you know?
I'm skeptical of his assessment, but if it was a little bit more direct, like, us going into an area caused something else to leave its territory and then move into Smoky Banks, that I could see that line of reasoning. This one being meteorological in nature seems less plausible.
I mean, that giant thing we saw could have done it. Like, that doesn't seem unrealistic to me. But we didn't see that thing until it hit the town.
I'm in favor of finding out more information about it.
Okay, so I want to go back and explain a timeline thing here, because I think this is like a GM wanting to make sure you guys do have the timeline right. So a day before you got to town, right, you were headed to town, and you saw this thing walking, not like... you didn't actually get a direct direction. It was sort of far away from you, but it was moving near to town, right?
Right.
And as you were walking, then later that day, you saw, like, damage and signs of it having passed through the area.
Right.
So you, like, what you saw was something walking near your town before you got to town.
Yes. What I am saying is, like, we did not see this thing. And then we did not wake this thing up, and then it went and hit town.
That is correct. Yes. Sorry. I just want to make sure the time frame here is right.
Yeah, what Autumn is saying is, like, this is a thing we saw, we did not wake up and then see it, you know, like... It is something we already saw moving, whether it was like as it hit town, before it hit town.
It was heedless of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we had no effect on it as far as we can reasonably tell. But yeah, this giant thing could have caused weather disruptions because it was very large. Because we saw from a really large distance, we saw the damage it did, which I will say is not dissimilar to how it looks in town. But we also didn't wake it up either.
That's true. But I'd be in favor of investigating it more or just finding more artifacts from nearby.
I think for at least a little bit, I need to stay here, especially with Matthew healing. Not that I don't want to go back out and take a look around and learn about what that was, but I think for a bit, I'm needed here.
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm agree with you there. I want to get my shop rebuilt and all set up, and I suppose it could probably help around town a little bit.
Oh, yes, there's no rush. I think since we've been gone for a while and have been taking food, we should probably contribute to the recovery efforts a little bit more.
I helped already redo the comm tower, so the music tonight is thanks to me, but courtesy of Willow. She, like, kind of mumbles.
All right, is there anything else you all want to do before you head off to look at this bug?
I tell Fred I'd like a walking stick.
Estelle will come and talk to Fred later about what she wants.
Yeah, if you want more specifications, if you want to have a scene with that too, Vinny, I'm completely cool with that.
I will say, just so you guys know, like, this is a little bit of, like, game stuff, but, like, Fred, right now your shop is damaged. I'm not, like, destroying your life with that. It'll be fixed by the time, like,
right.
You'll have time with yep. your shop working before you guys go back out into the wilds. So, like, it will not be tonight, but later there'll be, a building weapons and items, like...
Yeah, for sure.
...arc or episode, you know,
yep.
scene, whatever.
I kind of figured it'd be like that.
Is whatchamacallit is like the wherever Caitlin or wherever Juliet and Autumn live, is that fine?
Oh, the lofts. Fine. Yes, the lofts actually were relatively untouched because they were closer to the coast, which was actually the area that got damaged the least, which is part of what makes this so odd.
Do we know that Estelle's parents live here?
You do, yeah.
Okay. Estelle, are your parents all right?
Matthew said they were fine. Everything seems okay with them. They're over on the coast, though, and this seemed to hit harder in Old Town and, like, the market from everything I've seen.
Wait, isn't that where you live, Estelle?
Yes.
Do you have a place to stay, then? Or is your house still there?
I'm figuring that out right now.
That's a nice way of saying no, she doesn't.
Do you want to stay with one of us? And by one of us, I mean me or Juliet.
There's plenty of room there. It seems to be a flexible living space.
We're also neighbors, so...
Easy to get to the gardens and help clean up.
There's still part of me that really wants to be over by where Matthew is, so, I'll figure it out before tonight. Don't worry, I'll figure it out before tonight.
Where's Matthew staying?
He's over in the Warrens.
She gives her a very stern look. You're thinking about staying in the Warrens?
No, that's not what I said. My vet office in Old Town is still standing. I would stay there to be closer to Matthew.
Oh, all right. Is it in need of repair? If we're going to be helping out around town, we might as well get your shop set up again.
I'm very good at lifting heavy things.
I mean, a little bit, but the actual structure is still up at the moment. Well, it's part of things that need to get done.
Sorry, that should have been clarified last episode. The vet office is not, like, badly damaged.
Okay.
Not making everyone rebuild everything.
No. Not everyone, everything. Okay. Any other stuff that we want to do before we start heading over to see the bugs?
I think we're good. Otherwise, you're going to have to do some more scenes like this for the next hour.
Let's see them bugs.
Okay, so you guys make your way back to the market. It's actually pretty dead here right now. Like, it's just quiet. As you get closer, you can kind of pick up that same weird smell like Juliet and Estelle. This is like, as you get closer, you can like smell like, oh, this is like a weird new life thing, you know, like different creature, unfamiliar scent. that's kind of sort of prevailing through the market because there's been a few of these that have been found. So you go over to the carcass of the one that Fred killed. And yeah, like I said, it's got like two big bulbous eyes on a smaller head that's then attached to this big round beetle body. Right now it's rolled over on its back and you can see it has a bunch of legs and then like these two big long arms that are like kind of curled up on top of it. And that's kind of what you got without starting to, you know, do some inquiry.
Oh, you were kidding about its size, Fred. It's huge.
Yeah, like I said, it's about 7 foot tall and thing was squatting in my shop.
Estelle's gonna get to work. She's gonna put her gloves on and start doing like poking and trying to do like as much observation as she can.
Okay.
And if you want me to roll, I can do that with animal handling.
Yep. Yep. Some kind of animal check. What is Juliet doing?
I think she's gonna try to sketch it and with the idea of bringing that to Dr. Marlin tomorrow or whenever she sees him again.
Oh.
I don't know if you want me to do anything with that mechanically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make me some kind of like sketch check here.
Okay. I have drawing scientific sketches.
Okay.
That's a 2.
Okay, cool. And Estelle, what did you roll?
Plus 3.
Cool. So you get to learn 3 pieces of information. I will let you ask. And if you don't have anything specific to ask, I'll kind of like offer information, basically.
I feel like maybe this, I don't know if this would count as a question. Is it actually dead?
It is actually dead. Okay. Yeah, I won't count that as a question.
It's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was like
dormant.
Yeah, well, you said something that made it sound like it was faking. And so I was like, oh, well.
Hmm. No. Definitely not.
Definitely not. Definitely dead. Okay. I don't have any specific. Well, I guess, is this something that was native? Like, have I seen this around the gardens or the area? And it just maybe out in the wild seems to have gotten bigger.
So that's a really good question. So no, and also specifically this bug would not make sense for this environment, like even this native environment. So like eco herbs are not native what is naturally growing there, right? Like this is not, or indigenous plants, right? Or you know what I mean? Like it's not what is typically in this area if it's left to grow wild, right? Yeah. It's like a very delicate balance of very specifically cultivated plants and animals that can exist sustainably. Even just in the areas around Smoky Banks, it's like you have not seen a like this thing would eat way too much. It would create like any large population of these would level in area. The damage caused by them building is way too high. The coloring is wrong. Like they don't blend in well to anything. Like if one of these was in the forest, it would stick out like a sore thumb. And it also, it's like its shell doesn't also match the tones of soil around this area either. So like it is specifically not camouflaged, too big, and doesn't seem to have a source of food. It is weird that it is here.
Okay.
Is it from the moon? That's my conspiracy theory.
So this is like a natural bug. Not natural, like as in like it's organic, sorry, that's the word I'm looking for. It's organic, right?
Well, that's actually related to something I was gonna try. Fred wants to see if he can get a piece of the carapace off and like try to work it as if it was a metal to see if it is actually metal like Honey described.
Ah, that's an interesting question. Okay, let me think about that answer and I'm gonna stay with Estelle and say, do you have any other questions you want to ask?
Okay, this
is, do we know if it's organic? Sorry, Mandy, Cody, just, or is that like something we have to figure out? Because like in my head I initially pictured a robot bug.
You don't, and now you wouldn't have any reason to think it's a robot. Like it looks living.
Okay, if it looks organic, sorry.
Yeah. Like it does not look mechanical, no.
Okay, sorry. I was just really confused. I'm sorry, Mandy, for cutting you off.
Okay, I don't think this really relates to animal handling, but I am curious. Does it look like these things were part of the destruction? Like, did they cause some of the destruction?
That's a good question. Sort of, yes. So you can see that both there's damage caused by them, like, tunneling and building, like I said, a la mud daubing, like, you know, like it's like mud daubing wasps, right? That like pile up mud to make nests. Like that was done. Like you can see other places where they've done this and it's like pretty big. And also just them hitting things, you can see like dome shaped indents in like both in the ground. Like you can see where it's broken, like through like cobblestones maybe that are around in the market, and you can see where it's smashed through things. And you're like looking at this going like, they would have to be moving pretty fast to fall and smash like through a roof, right? Like a meteorite. These things just went like thunk and just smashed through the roof and just started building nests.
Okay. So big, heavy, and came from a large, high height. That's all the questions that I have currently. If you have one more piece of information.
I'll just open it up to the group first. Does anyone else have any one question they want to ask? I know. Fred has one, but we'll handle that separately.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so I will say that a thing that Fred mentioned that I just want to like pull out and point out is the color change in its eyes indicates some kind of like. Let me put it this way, right? So Fred saw its eyes change color in response to a different color, so it like matched colors. I would say like maybe between Juliet doing sketches and Estelle, you kind of like prodding around, you like realize that sort of like an octopus or like chameleons, it has some like color change ability. Like it can do some like color shifting on its body and also can very clearly detect colors. Like its eyes would be able to see color. Okay. And then so Fred, you said you wanted to like try to like heat and hammer a piece of its carapace.
Yes.
So breaking a chunk off is really difficult. It is very thick and very hard. And I would say when you're breaking it, it seems less like metal and more like, trying to think of the right like thing to compare it to. Oh, you know, it seems more a little bit more similar to something like horn that you maybe have worked with before. Like if you've ever made like something with like a horn hilt, you know?
Okay.
So it shatters more than it flexes. But it is very hard and very resilient, and it takes a lot of work to shatter it. Like, a lot and a lot and a lot of work to shatter, and when it does, it shatters very sharp. Well, and what that would also indicate to you is it's capable of absorbing a decent amount of impact, right? So, like, something like flint, right? It's really sharp when it breaks, but it's really easy to break. So it's really hard, like, it can hold a really hard edge, but it's pretty easy to just shatter it, right?
Right.
When you hit this, it didn't immediately shatter. It had like that kind of like organic flex to it. So it took like a lot of hitting this thing to really like snap this thing finally. One thing you did notice though when introducing heat to it is it didn't seem to respond too much to heat. Not that it's like fireproof. Like you're certain if you put it in like a crucible, it would melt, right? It would just, or, you know, vaporize, right? But low temperature fires seem to have very little effect on it.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else that you guys want to learn about the insects?
I don't think so.
Autumn's not really interested in learning about them, so no.
Okay.
Once they're done with all their research and, like, looking inside and stuff, like, Autumn will offer to help out Fred, like, clean up some of the mess, if that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you guys can kind of, like, as a group, start making an effort on that, you know? Oh, you know, and this is interesting, too. Like, this is probably something else Juliet would sketch, is, like, their nest.
Yes,
That's why Autumn specifically waited before just, like, ruining. Like, she's like, oh, there's a nest.
Yeah, like, Juliet's like, wait, let me capture that, and then we can destroy it.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, what would be interesting, too, I'll give you this little tidbit as well, because, you know, there was an unused question here, and this is a fascinating one. You know, usually when something makes a den, it makes a den for itself. This was making a den that had other areas for other things to be, right? So you could see like the little like mud hole that it lived in. It was making multiples of those.
Okay.
Can I do a quick check and make sure there's no eggs anywhere?
Yes, you can check for eggs.
Good call.
Do you want me to do a roll for that?
Yeah, actually go ahead. This will be a fascinating one.
Can I use animal handling or do I need to do like inquisitive?
You know what? I'm going to say inquisitive and there's a reason for it.
Okay. Oh, or danger sense.
I'm going to say inquisitive, but there's a reason for it.
It's a zero.
Going to try to think. about the right way to put this. Yeah, you find some seeds in the mud. That's about it.
Juliet, you might be more qualified to take a look at this than I am. Found this in its den.
Juliet takes a look at the seeds. I could use my plant identification skill.
Sure, give me 1 second. Okay, go ahead and roll me a check.
That's a 3.
This is very odd. As you hold it in your hand and you like feel the husk of this seed, it's pretty big, you know, maybe the size of a baseball. And you've seen like pits of things that are this big, right? You know, like if you're thinking like the size of an avocado, right? But as you kind of feel it, it has like the husk and like the feel almost of something more like a wheat, you know? And you like crack it open in your hand and you can see that it is like germinated and sprouted.
Okay. Does it like release spores or something when I open it?
I mean, you don't feel different right now.
Okay. Juliet's going to scrape out like a little bit of the inside and put it in one of her vials and label it and put it in her pack to take to Doc Marlin.
Yep. Add that to the growing list of things you're taking to Doc Marlin.
Right.
Okay, so anything else that we want to do before we go?
Nope.
I think we're good, Cody.
Okay, cool. So all of you kind of head back to your, you know, various homes. So like the three of you start heading back towards the lofts. And Estelle, you head back to the vet clinic just as like a, you know, temporary place to stay for the time being. Is there anything you guys want to do before you like turn in for the night?
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay, cool. So all of you kind of like, you know, lay your heads down, kind of take a breath. I'll say as like an oddity, Estelle, for you, you kind of like lay your head down and realize this is like a rare time that you're sleeping in town away from Matthew, who, you know, is somewhere else, like kind of with a roommate. And you kind of realize that's maybe a conversation to have with him at some point.
So I think Estelle, like, you know, sets it up as if she's just camping in there. And she's got Guffy, and like the longer she lays there, it's like very weird to not have anybody nearby. Because, you know, with Matthew, at least he was in the other room. In, you know, when she was out in the wilds, she had Juliet and Autumn and Fred and the kids all there. And so, like, I think at like midnight, she like gets her everything, like all the sleeping stuff that she has. And I think she goes over to the lofts and knocks on Juliet's door.
Okay, I'm gonna interrupt this real quick, all right? So, Juliet, you strike me as a person who is kind of like an early to bed person, especially probably after a big day.
Probably, yeah.
So, you fall asleep and dream pretty vividly, right? You dream of a storm. And you dream of this like low thumping booming, right? This low, slow, rhythmic thump that you recognize as that giant that you saw way off in the mist, slowly breaking the mist. Thump. Thump. You can see a storm and this low thumping as you kind of like feel yourself like twitching in your sleep, you know? And then you feel yourself back in the wilds, like the earthy smell, the noise and the chaos that's there of all the trees growing and the rustling of all the leaves and all the animals all at once. And that all kind of like coalesces into the sound of this rustling leaves and a figure standing up from the gloom at night in the forest. You're still like cursorily aware of this thumping and the storm. And you hear a voice in your head say,
"There is change coming, but I think it is you."
And you see that same figure of leaves, like, pointing a finger out to you. And you can, like, smell the forest so vividly as you jerk awake to, like, thumping on your door.
Then she goes over to the to the door when she realizes that it's actually at her door. Estelle, what are you doing here?
Hey,
sorry, I just woke up.
I'm really sorry. I just, would it be all right if I just kip on your floor for the night, and me and Guffy?
Oh, yeah.
Just for the night. I'll figure out everything else later. Yeah, it's a little too quiet in Old Town tonight.
Oh, come on in. Do you want tea or anything?
No. Well, just straight to sleep, honestly. I just needed to have a better place.
That's fine. I was just having a nightmare, actually, so...
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
No. I'm glad I woke up. So thank you for that. I think it's just all of the storm and the... just coming back from the wilds and being out there and seeing the giant creature going through the forest. And then there was the creature that I definitely saw that was definitely not a dream, was out in the forest, the leaf being.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying
that
something.
That was in my dream. And so it's just a lot of mixing reality. And yeah, so I'm going to make myself some tea.
Right. Well, yeah. You can just ignore me. We'll be very quiet. Just, yeah, like I said, just needed a better place to sleep for the night.
Yeah, there's sheets and towels over there.
I've already got my wild camping stuff, so I think I'm okay. But thank you. And Estelle just, like, rolls out her stuff from the wild and gets comfy and kind of uses Guffy as a pillow.
Yeah, Guffy immediately is very comfortable in this space. Like, he's definitely, like, Guffy's kind of, like, moving tables and stuff as he, like, stretches out and just takes up every free inch, you know? He's a starfish person.
He is that roommate.
Yep, very much that roommate.
You mean the bestest boy?
The two of you make some kind of notice check.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Danger sense?
Danger sense is actually okay in this case, yeah.
Not better.
I got a 5 on notice.
Dang.
My notice is really good. So if you want something more specific than notice...
No, that's fine, actually. That works really well.
Okay.
I got a +1.
All right, cool. So I'll say both of you, like, Juliet, you for sure notice this more. Like, you're kind of on edge. You know, like, you kind of woke up and your pulse was going a little bit, and then Estelle was on your front doorstep, so this is like, you're ready for something else. You can, like, see the shadows of, like, feet standing by your door, you know? And they kind of stand there for too long. Like, it doesn't seem like they're passing, but you don't hear anything. And you're like, maybe that's my imagination. And then, like, the floorboards creak and you clearly see the feet move, not just the shadows of them. And then a note slides under your door.
No.
And, like, basically hits Estelle, who's kind of, like, sleeping in, you know, an inconvenient place because she's just kind of, like, figuring out where to make room.
Maybe Autumn sleepwalks. That's gotta be it.
Yeah, totally. She sleepwalks and sleep writes notes and sleep puts them under my door. That's definitely it. Hey, Guffy, you want to wake up?
It's a completely normal thing that people do.
And as soon as the note goes under the door, the two, like, shadows of feet under the door leaves immediately.
Okay. So does the letter hitting Estelle wake her up? Or, like, jostle her?
I would say she isn't asleep yet. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she was, like, just falling asleep when you guys both saw this happen.
Oh, we did. We both saw
Yeah. Like, a 1 was enough, but, like, a 3 got the feet under the door that were, like, standing for too long.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I was up making tea.
Yeah.
And then, like, watched this all happen.
Yeah.
And then the thing hit Estelle and she's like, what?
My 1 is me seeing you and just, like, like, following your line of sight.
Yeah.
As a little note hits you in the foot.
Estelle is going to look very slowly over to Juliet. Were you expecting something?
Decidedly no.
Do you want me to?
Yeah. Why don't you open it and we'll see what it says.
Okay. Estelle reaches over and picks it up and opens it.
So you reach over. You don't have to open it. It's just like a card, right?
Okay.
Like, it's just like a square of paper. It just says, "Meet us at the lighthouse before dawn tomorrow morning." And then it just says, the Wild Watchers. And there's a symbol on the note. It's like a leaf and then a kind of what would seem like a tower with a flame at the top. So what you would think of as kind of a like rudimentary lighthouse, right? So like almost a torch or a tower with a flame at the top and then an eye over both of those that's like bugged open.
So I guess we're going to be up early tomorrow.
I guess so, because now I'm very curious who these people are. Cody, do I recognize the name of the group?
You know what? Make me some kind of history check.
Ugh, I don't think history. I don't think I have anything.
I would say like knowledge of the town check. You can kind of decide what you would have for that. And if it's nothing, then just roll on, you know, unassisted, and that's fine.
No, unless I can invoke like aspects, I don't think that's...
What aspect?
It's my hometown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's actually an aspect you could use here. Okay. And that would give you a +2. You just have to spend a fate point, which you probably have in spades.
I think I have them, so...
Yeah, I would say you being a hometown person, this might have actually come up before.
Gosh, I am not rolling very good. That's a +1 again.
So I'll say you've never heard this name before, but you know that the people that run the lighthouse, it's not like the notion that they're the town gossips. It's more like they almost have like a little bit of a stigma to them. They're thought of as being kind of these weird silent observers. Like the people that run the lighthouse at night are seen as kind of not outside of society, but a little bit. Like these are they're kind of odd guys that stay up all night and just stare.
Right, because they don't keep normal hours. Yeah.
Yeah, they just stare into nothing. And it's like, oh, they're always imagining stuff. Like, all of them have seen a mermaid. All of them have seen a sea monster. All of them have caught fish, you know, 100 feet long. They've all seen something out. If you stare off into the mist, into the fog, over the ocean long enough, something stares back, right? All of them feel that way. So the notion of meeting some person called the Wild Watcher at the lighthouse, you're like, oh, these weirdos, you know?
Okay, in that case, I changed my response. Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see who these people are, but if they're who I think they are, they're kind of like a bunch of kooks, so...
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't be too concerned about them.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better about going back to sleep after everything that's happened. Thanks for that.
No, knowing them, I think they're probably just interested in what we saw out there.
All right. I can talk about that at length, fortunately.
Well, I guess off to bed if we're getting up before dawn.
Yes, let's.
So, you both fall asleep. Estelle, as you lay down, this is a new place, and, you know, you're still kind of, like, dealing with the destruction of your home. You're kind of like laying there in bed, looking at your hands, and you can see the bandage where you like stabbed yourself on a thorn while you were in the wilds. You're just kind of like toying with it. And the more you play with it, the more it just kind of like itches and irritates, you know? And you just kind of like look at it and you turn your hand over, staring at this little Band-Aid as you see a flower blooming from it. And leaves pouring out of this tiny little cut in your hand. And it has like a powerful odor of like decay and rot, but then also of growth, as you can see like an entire forest in your mind's eye blossoming from this cut in your hand as you're just staring and staring and staring and then jerk awake. Thanks for listening to this episode of Wanderlust. Music for this show is credited down below. If you like this campaign, you can find more of our shows at the Wandering Gamer website or on Podbean. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Links in the description. Now bear in mind, in the wilds, some wander to get lost, and some wander to find themselves.